Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
Federal government stopped building new housing a long time ago, affordable housing. Also, private developers, they've gone up to mansions. They're not building the little two-bedroom, one-bath house that I grew up in, garage converted to be a bedroom for my three brothers.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at the Democratic primary debate this week on the nationwide affordable housing shortage of 7 million homes for extremely low-income renters alone, according to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. Yesterday, two bills on housing were introduced in Congress, one by Senator Kamala Harris and Representative Maxine Waters, both from California, a state with a significant homelessness crisis. The other is by Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. Estimates vary for the maximum amount people should be paying for rent, somewhere between 28 and 30% of their paychecks. But around 8 million people on very low incomes are paying over half. Here's New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's plan.
If you're a renter who pays more than a third of your income in rent, then you will get a refundable tax credit between the amount you're paying and the area median rent. That empowers people in the same way we empower homeowners.
It's notable that the first time affordable housing made its way into the debate was also the first time Julian Castro didn't make the cut. Castro served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under the Obama administration. Here he is in a tweet during that discussion.
Tonight's Democratic debate moderators did something that they haven't done in probably 30 years. They asked a question about housing. That's important because today we have a rental affordability crisis in our nation. I believe that housing is a human right.
And despite not being in the debate, Castro had a great night. It was his top fundraising day of the month. His campaign raised more than it had at the last two debates when he was on stage. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders got the biggest applause of the debate in response to President Trump's new policy greenlighting what international law considers illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank.
It is no longer good enough for us simply to be pro-Israel. I am pro-Israel. But we must treat the Palestinian people as well with the respect and dignity that they deserve. What is going on in Gaza right now, where youth unemployment is 70 or 80%, is unsustainable.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's celebrations in the wake of Trump's turnaround didn't last long, as he was indicted yesterday on charges of fraud, bribery, and breach of trust, on top of his multiple unsuccessful efforts to form a new government. And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg took one more step in his slow entrance to the race for president, filing paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. But he still hasn't made a public commitment. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Volke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.